About 3 years ago, around this time, I was in a pretty bad space. I had applied to a lot of graduate programs for what I studied in college, got turned down by all of them. Wasn't quite sure where I wanted to be at work. Wasn't sure if that's what I was supposed to be doing or if I was making any real difference at all. And, you know, a lot of other stuff that happens when you're in your early to mid-20s that you deal with. And so going through that, I thought, what is the most cliche thing I could possibly do in this moment? So I decided to go backpacking through Europe by myself, specifically Scandinavia, so Finland, Sweden, and Norway. I thought I did the proper research. I had a big map. I put it on my wall in my apartment. I drew all the train lines. But I forgot to think about how much it might cost totally on my way there. And for those of you who may not know, that is a very expensive place to go visit. And for those people who live there, live. But I did it. I bought a backpack. I bought a cool tent. I was wearing cool shoes. It's like, this is going to be a big thing. I'm going to find myself, right? And so I get there, and I have to spend the first 6 hours in the airport because I land at midnight, and they don't have trains that go into the city until 6 in the morning. So I try to sleep in the airport. It's not super great. I find my way to the hostel, but I can't check in for another 4 hours. So being pretty sleep deprived, I give them my backpack and I just explore the capital of Finland, which is Helsinki. And it's very pretty, very cool. But it was raining. So I just explored whatever kind of shops I had. Made it back, crashed in the hostel for a while. Tried really hard to figure out how to learn the language. It's not very easy. Their words are about 15 letters long at minimum. It's very difficult. But I knew what I was there for. I was going to explore. So the next day, I got a train ticket, and I got as far north as I could get. And from there, I was going to go a little bit further north to where there's a national park. I thought, I'm going to get into the woods. I'm going to find myself in the woods. I thought, I'm in my 20s. This is, again, the most cliche thing you could possibly think of. And I didn't pack enough water when I got there, and I was very thirsty, and I was walking around a lot and exploring, and the quietness was great, but when you would stop to try to find streams of water, there's about a bazillion mosquitoes that would come and attack you. For anyone who's been in the UP in the summertime, it's like that, but maybe a little bit worse. So I spent 2 days walking, not knowing where the trails were because I couldn't read the signs. And I sat down in a shelter they had. I started a fire. Not that I needed it. The sun doesn't set in the summertime there. So, and I broke down. I didn't know what to do. I was running very low on money. I wasn't sure what I was going to do. I still had 2 other countries that I was like, oh, I don't know why I fit this into a 4-week program. I don't know what I'm going to do. And I just kind of sat there and bawled. And I pulled out my journal and I started writing, and I just kept writing and writing and writing and writing, and a lot of really good stuff came out. And so I woke up the next morning, had a bit of a headache, decided I don't have water, I can't get water, I'm taking the bus back in. But sitting there waiting, a random herd of reindeer came walking through, and it felt like, all right, man, like I got this, I can figure this out. Something about little reindeer that get to you. And so I became really intelligent about what I was going to be doing next. I cut out some portions of the trip that weren't going to fit any longer. I budgeted a lot better. I slept on benches when I knew I can't afford to actually sleep inside of a hostel or a hotel. I was really smart about what I was going to cook. And I ended up really enjoying myself. I didn't spend really any time in Sweden because I just couldn't make it work, but I spent a little over a week in one of the most beautiful places in Norway that I've ever seen and probably will ever see. And I know it, like, again, it sounds very cliche, but I learned a lot about myself. I learned that I need to proactively plan because I'm not very good if I pretend like I know what I'm doing. But I explored a really neat area, and I wouldn't have done that. It was scary. Looking back, I wish I would have planned a little bit better, but I think I needed that to figure out what I was going through. I'm still at my current job, but I've I feel better about it. I'm actually going to grad school now, so that's great. And ended up getting a pretty rad tattoo about the trip, so I think that's more than worth it. So thank you.